Government starts implementation of National Health Information Strategy and Ministry of Land develops divestment manual. These stories and more in this edition of House Matters. I'm Aldine Campbell. Thanks for joining us. The government has started implementing the National Health Information and e-Health Strategy. This ahead of the pilot phase of the electronic patient administration system, geared at linking patients' records to all medical facilities. Since October 2014, implementation of the system at the Santa Cruz and Darlaston Centers of Excellence has resulted in 13,000 records being created. This was noted by Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson while making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday.
Each patient will have a single electronic health record with a unique universal person identifier. If you walk into Santa Cruz for care, your data will be electronically captured. And if you then go to Darlaston, all of your information will be readily available. We will eventually link all our facilities so that we can have continuity of care and easily accessible patient records for more efficient and effective service.
Minister Ferguson notes that some $30 million has been earmarked by the National Health Fund, the NHF, to complete implementation of the system at health facilities in St. Elizabeth. He says work on the design of the system network is completed, and with support from eGov Jamaica, the Universal Service Fund commissioned connectivity points at 59 of 60 locations through a $26 million grant from the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining. The Ministry of Health will be spending some $460 million to undertake work at 12 secondary care facilities across the island during the current fiscal year. The allocation will go towards further expansion of several health facilities, including Linstead Hospital in St. Catherine and Princess Margaret Hospital in St. Thomas. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson made the announcement in the House of Representatives Tuesday during his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate. He says provision has also been made for construction of new health centers and upgrading of existing facilities.
This year we intend to undergo work at Grangell Health Center in Westmoreland, Comprehensive Health Center in St. Andrew, Maxfield Park Health Center, Christian Penn in St. Catherine, Runaway Bay in St. Anne will receive brand new clinics.
Dr. Ferguson adds that work on the design for a new health center in Port Maria, St. Mary will also be undertaken, and expansion of the Stonyhill Health Center will begin soon. And in a move to make land divestment transparent, fair and equitable, the government has produced the Land Divestment Policy Framework and Procedures Manual. Minister of Waterland, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill, made the disclosure during his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House Wednesday, April 29. The document provides a guide to all public sector entities that are involved in the divestment of lands. Minister Pickersgill says the National Land Agency will, during the current financial year, prepare 300 duplicate certificates of titles for allottees in land settlement schemes, while an electronic inventory of all government lands will be developed.
As at March 31, 2015, 850 titles were produced by LAMP by way of applications to register land, and 364 certificates of title were updated with the information of the current landowners. This year, we are aiming to issue 1,000 titles.
The minister told the House that in order to lessen land conflicts between individuals, adjudication committees have been established in St. Catherine, Kingston, and St. Elizabeth.
By the end of June, we will have established 6 more in Clarendon, 4 in Manchester, and 2 more in St. Catherine. The committees have adjudicated so far 60 matters, Mr. Speaker.
The adjudication committees will be working at the community level, deliberating on the rights and interests of applicants and providing written records of their decisions, which can be used by landowners to support land applications. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.